Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, December 19, 2022. U.S. futures are pointing to a higher open as of 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time. European equity markets have opened in a positive territory following lower levels in Asia. U.S. dollar is seeing broad-based declines. Treasury yields are down at the short end and up at the long end. Crude oil is building on last week's 5% rally. Gold is up. Industrial metals are mostly higher. Other commodities are lower. In macro news, concerns continue to revolve around the overly aggressive central banks committing a policy mistake as weakening macro data, emerging disinflation signs, and cautious corporate commentary play into recession concerns. The European Central Bank board member Nott has said that the bank has a longer way to go in raising interest rates than the Fed, while Italy's economy minister has said that a tighter European Central Bank policy will be a challenge for Rome. In other developments, China's Economic Work Conference finished in line with previews and the expected general tone. The country will reorient policy towards boosting growth and domestic demand, with lighter regulations on tech and more financing support for real estate developers. Virus fears continue to keep Chinese residents hunkered down, fitting with the expectation that COVID will handicap China's economy into early 2023 despite the lifting of restrictions. On the data front, Germany's December IFO Business Climate Index came in higher, beating consensus. Key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today is the December Housing Market Index due at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. In corporate news, L3Harris Technologies has signed a definitive agreement to acquire Aerojet Rocketdyne for $58 per share in all-cash transaction valued at $4.7 billion. JPMorgan Chase will acquire a 48.5% stake in Viva Wallet for more than 800 million euros. Citigroup has reached an agreement with lenders on the $500 million of mistaken Revlon refund. Tesla may announce a new factory in Mexico next week. In Asia, equities ended lower on Monday, largely taking the lead from the U.S. market's weekend to Friday session. The weak sentiment continued into Monday. Greater China markets finished down after an initial rally in Hong Kong's IT and internet sectors. The downturn was attributed to concerns over economic growth as China's COVID outbreak escalated rapidly over the weekend. Japan's Nikkei hit a six-week low. The yen strengthened, however, on reports that Prime Minister Kishida will review the Bank of Japan's easing framework next year. The central bank is widely expected to leave its policy settings unchanged at tomorrow's policy meeting, but discussions are focused on the potential for a policy pivot in 2023 when the current Governor Kuroda's term ends in April. Elsewhere, Australia also finished down, South Korea and Taiwan ticked lower, Southeast Asia had a mixed performance, India saw sharp losses. European equity markets have generally opened higher. Part of the media focus in Europe is now on the gas price cap negotiations, following news that Europe got hit by roughly $1 trillion from surging energy costs in the fallout of Russia's war in Ukraine. The regional market is expected to remain tight until 2026, as the deepest crisis in decades is only getting started. In the UK, Prime Minister Sunak has pledged to continue the support for business energy bills beyond March, while at the same time encouraging consumers to cut energy use. Thank you for joining us for the US market preview for Monday, December 19, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet. Thank you.